What's good? This your girl Desi, and this is my very first episode to my podcast Vibe with Desi. And on this podcast, we'll be talking about many things, you know, things that we talk about in daily conversations, what women think about men, what men think about women. I mean, everything, world issues, just trending topics. You know, basically, I really started this podcast to, you know, shed a light on many things that we all be thinking about, you know, and just have a platform to talk about it so it can reach a lot of ears. You feel me? So what we're going to start off with is, this is 2020 now, okay? We have, you know, many different women in the world, and I'm only speaking about women because, you know, I am a woman, you know, so I'm going to just answer some of the questions that you men may have about women and why we do this or that, or why we think this, or why we do, you know, certain things and respond certain ways. You know, men are so quick to say, okay, she's crazy, or she's this or that. I'm gonna just explain from a woman's psyche, you know, our views on things. You know, we're very passionate people. You know what I mean? So let's get on into it. We have many different women in the world, different types of women, you know. Some women, you know, men might say they can get over on them, or think they can get over on them, you know, just because they are, you know, nicer or go along with things, you know. But that doesn't mean that they're necessarily pushovers. No, you know what I mean? That's just that type of woman. And she's very, we'll just say she's submissive. We'll say, we'll use that as a submissive thing. But we also have some alpha females out there. Where my alpha females at? And I will just explain that, you know, we are women who are very opinionated. You know, we seem to take charge in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with having your own mind, your own opinion, you know, letting somebody know what's going on. You feel me? You know, sometimes that is very needed in a world full of men that don't know what the hell they want. Okay? And I want to start off and also say, you know, if I use the term nigga, please do not take that the wrong way. I'm using it as a term of endearment. And plus, I am a nigga, so I can use that term. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are so sensitive about terms that people use, but I feel like if you are of that culture, you can use that term. Okay, it's been around for years, billions of decades, you know, just millions and billions of years, so I'm gonna continue to use it. You feel me? So let's get into, you know, what men be thinking about nowadays. I mean, I can't speak from a man's perspective, but, you know, I can, you know, go by what I've seen or analyzed about men of today's world. Sometimes we don't understand y'all. This, I'm not trying to bash y'all or nothing. I'm just saying, like, sometimes we do not understand you guys' logic of thinking. I'm just saying, like, some things just don't make any sense to us women. Now, we have the men that work and take care of their family, but there's also men that just like to use women. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have men out there that, you know, think that they can just get over on women and just everything just be just peaches and cream. No. No, sir. That's not how it works in the world. You feel me? Like, everybody, you will get that karma back when you do that to women. And as far as women doing that to men, you're going to get that back as well. You know, nobody can just get over on someone and everything just be okay as time go on. No, you're going to have to get that back. You know, and also, you know, touching on that subject, you know, let's talk about relationships. I'm sure everybody talk about relationships. Everybody had a relationship before. If you haven't, I just don't know what to say about that, because everybody damn near has had at least one relationship, you know, somewhere down the line. And what I think about relationships, in my opinion, I think that relationships should be, you know, 50-50. I'm on board with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when someone is down, you help them in their time of need, and vice versa. That's my opinion on it. I don't think that it should be, well, I mean, sometimes it can be, no, hell no. No, I think it should be 50-50. Some people think it should be 80-20 or, shit, 90-10. Shit, if we're going to go there, like, yeah, I just think people's logics of relationships are just so messed up. And people are, well, in this time, in the days we living in, people are like, I won't even say scared to be in love. They just don't even believe in it anymore. They just think that everything is about having a cold heart. You know, if they feelings, if my feelings, if they, you know, whoever feelings. I think that's the time that we're living in right now. You know, so, and then having that mind frame is, I don't believe that that's a good mind frame to have, because they actually got people out there who are willing to give you everything that you need in a relationship. You know, so I ain't even gonna front on that. They actually got people out there that will give you everything that you need in a relationship. But people think that everybody's on some other stuff, which most likely they probably are. You know, I can't even argue with that. And I do blame, like, music and shit like that. Like, I believe that that has a lot to do with how people think nowadays. People, you know, read too much into music. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm like a 90s chick. Like, I think, and a little bit before that too, like the 80s and some of the 70s. I go far back like that, but I really love 90s. That's my preference. That's like music that you can just feel everything that they were singing about. Nowadays, it just, let's see. In my opinion, let's see who I think you can vibe to nowadays. I really be on that Summer Walker. I think that her music has a lot of deep meaning in there. Like, you know, I think you really vibe to that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of other women too, but right now I'm really on her strong. Like, I think her music has a lot of good meaning to it. I think I just like deep stuff, like not just stuff that's materialistic, but deep, actual deep stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, nowadays, I think if you're going to listen to music and really be trying to do with it, don't, like, they have a lot of people dying. If you really think about it, a lot of people dying about trying to do what the trend is, trying to do what the music says do. Like, we had a lot of rappers that died based off of drug overdoses and, you know, killing and shooting. And I'm just like, man, look, people are dying young, like before they even hit 30. And that's a shame. Like, that is a shame. And it's like it's never gonna stop. It just doesn't seem like it's going to stop, because people are so into that life of trying to be like these rappers or entertainers. They think that that's the only way to be. No. Like, you think that's the only way to make money is to be a rapper? No. Let's get into a new wave of things, because there's so many other things going on and so many things that you can do. And I ain't nothing. Let me make this clear, because I think people got it twisted. Ain't nothing wrong with going to school. Ain't nothing wrong with learning new stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with thinking outside the box. I don't know what's going on with this generation. They think it's crazy to pick up a book and read. Like, so you think it's cool to be dumb? Like, so you think it's cool to act like you don't know nothing? Like, you think it's lame to learn new stuff? Man, nah. I can't get with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm intrigued by people who want to learn new things and, you know, research new things. Like me, I'm a reader. I like to read. Like, I will pick up a book and go to the library in a minute. You feel me? Like, it don't matter what. Like, you can read anything. It does not matter. Like, I like those African American novels. I think there are some great books, you know, great topics. It keeps you intrigued. It's just like those good ass movies, you know, that you watch on a daily, or, you know, just something like that. But it just puts you in the mind of the book. Like, you can just picture everything. So that's why I like to actually pick up a book. I like the physical books, not the ones you can read on your phone. I actually like to go to the library and pick up a book. Like, that's just me personally, like, that's just what I like. And I think that nowadays, just people just don't, I can't fully say that, because I think people are starting to, you know, realize a lot of stuff that's been going on, like, understand, like, we basically damn near have to reteach ourselves everything that we thought that we was taught, like, when we was younger. Like, nothing is seeming to make sense anymore. So when something doesn't make sense, it's up to you to go and look into it, figure it out on your own at this point. Because I'm just honestly just believing that everything that we was taught, like, was, like, written to make us think something was true, but it wasn't. Like, I think that a lot of things dealing with the African American culture and everything, like, I feel like they have watered it down to make it seem like we really didn't do as many great things. You know, they'll try to break it up, you know, for like Black History Month, but we've been doing so many great things for millions and billions of years that they won't even mention in textbooks. So I know we was taught in school, and I'm a 90s baby, was born in 1990, so I can only imagine what they're teaching the kids right now. Like, damn, it's crazy. You just never know what's really going on. Like, you know, but that, we'll save that for another show. We gonna get back on into that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to let nothing go over your head. Let's just stay with it. But for now, I'm gonna give you a little jam from the 90s. Just to give you a little more vibes, you know, because this is Vibe with Desi. So I'm going to give you all types of vibes, you know what I'm saying? But you got to be from that time to understand where I'm coming from with these hits, though. But we're going to get back into it, and we're going to be right back. Okay, y'all, we are back up in this thing. Okay, so listen, let's talk about this subject. Which is very common in the world, but men don't really think it is, but it's very common, okay? They have women out there. Okay, let's just talk about this now. All right, so they got women out there that have the same mentality that you guys have. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can think that y'all can just be playing with these females and breaking hearts, you know, use people for your benefit, like, you know, act like you really all into her, and then low key you really not. You know what I'm saying? And then you cut her off when she start catching feelings and all this and that. All of that bullshit. So, what do you guys think about women who would do the same thing? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you men think that y'all are so player. What would Pop say? You ain't no player. Huh? You ain't no player for real. You know what I'm saying? Little do you guys know, they have women out there who think just like you. Like, it's nothing new. They already know what you finna do. They already know the game. So you cannot play her. Period. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you guys to get on board with that. You know what I'm saying? They actually have women out there who have a mind of their own, have their own hustle, make their own moves. You feel me? So you're not, you know, doing anything. Like, you want to play with her heart. She has her own thing going on. She ain't worried about it. She can have another guy just like you can have another woman. You know what I'm saying? It's an issue that people feel like is a double standard. I feel like it's a double standard. You feel me? They feel like, you know, men can be praised for having woman after woman. This person over here, a team of women. But then as soon as a woman get a team of niggas, I'm not just talking about just to sleep with them or nothing like that. I'm talking about just have a team of niggas just like you guys do. Use each one for whatever purpose you need. She do the same thing. She everything up under the sun but a child of God. Like, I'm just saying, like, what's going on with that? One day we're going to really touch on that subject when I have, like, other people on my podcast. We're going to talk about different opinions on that matter, because that is a serious, you know what I'm saying, double standard in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, men get praised for the same things. Like, if a woman do it, she get dogged out. I don't get it. I definitely don't get it. But look here. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you think you're getting away with something. But just know they got women out there that know the game. That's just the main point of it all. You know what I'm saying? Guys just think that, you know, they can do all this and that and women don't catch on to it. Come on now. And another thing that comes with that, after being played so much by a man, you start to grasp onto what they got going on. If you don't, you're not paying attention enough. You feel me? So that's just what it is. Nowadays, you have to be very observant to what's going on. Well, you will never learn the lesson. You have to grasp on to what's happening. You know what I'm saying? It's 2020. You know, you gotta come harder with it. You gotta know the times, know what's happening. So to protect yourself, period. You know what I'm saying? It's not only just to play anybody. It's not about playing anybody. It's just to know the game so you don't get your feelings involved and get yourself hurt. Okay? That it is what it is. Everybody wants to protect themselves, protect their feelings, protect all of that by simply grasping on to what's happening. Know the game. A lot of people don't have, you know what I'm saying, older people that came before them to give them the game. Some people don't be, you know, aren't that fortunate to have received the game from an OG or, you know, somebody in their family that's been through it. You know what I'm saying? They have some parents that don't even want to tell you about what they've been through in that aspect. You know what I'm saying? And it's just one of those things you have to get pushed out into the world and figure it out on your own. That's life. You know what I'm saying? What can you do? That's life. So a lot of stuff that you have to go through in life is only to build you up, you know, to help you to become a stronger person, to be able to deal with what comes out here. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically it. Life is not going to be easy at all. So I don't know whoever said life is going to be easy. It is not easy whatsoever. Once you get older, you get bills. You have families, kids, everything. So it's not all going to be easy. But it definitely teaches you. It gives you strength when you go through life. You know what I mean? And also, like, touching back on the relationship thing. With relationships, it helps you to, when you go through bad ones, and then the good things too, the positive things in relationships, it helps you to understand what you want or what you don't want for your next one. So not all that negative stuff is always a bad thing. It also just helps you to know what you want. So you'll know what to look for. Look for red flags, whatever, you know, things that trigger you, you know, that have, you know, triggered you in the past. You know what I'm saying? So life definitely does give you hints and clues about things. You know, you just got to pay attention. But if you don't, the same things will keep happening to you until you get it. You know, that's fair enough. Like, you have to catch on to it. Or you really just don't care. You know, you just keep staying in whatever situation it is. You know what I'm saying? Until you get tired. Because you have your own mind. You know, this is like someone who's like addicted to drugs, okay? Can't nobody make you do nothing. It has to be in your mind that you want to stop. You feel me? If you don't want to stop, you're not going to. It don't matter what somebody say, what they do, whatever. You have to be in control of your life. So you can use that in relationships as well. If you don't want bad things to keep happening to you, you have to take action and do what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? So, as I was saying before, on this podcast, we're going to discuss everything. I'm going to have other people on here. We're going to be talking about stuff, getting on into the big-ass subjects that matter the most in people's heads in this day and age right now. Okay, then, we're going to move it right on along. And what we're going to do is save the next subject for the next episode. And we're going to talk about love. Everybody have their own definition of it. We got people who don't care too much for it. And we got people who is all for it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just touch on all those subjects and ask about, like, when's the last time you've been in love? Or do you still believe in love? You know what I mean? So we're going to save that for next time. But you are definitely tuned in to my very first episode to my podcast, Vibe with Desi. I hope y'all enjoying the vibe. We're going to get into it next time. And I'll talk to y'all later.